art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
And let's look at another one here. There was a baby that had 26 diseases, and this baby was ill. 26 diseases, one baby, and the baby was ill. I mean, this was an awesome experience that happened in the meeting of A.A. Allen. How will a baby have 26 different diseases? Evangelist R.W. Schambach, who worked for quite a number of years with A.A. Allen, narrated what happened with this baby with 26 diseases. And this is what he said. I'll read it for you. This is what he said. He said, "I'll never forget the greatest miracle I ever witnessed began with an offering. It happened under the ministry of A.A. Allen. I was with this man of God for about 5 years in the 50s. A woman, brought a child who had 26 major diseases to our meeting. I'll never forget this as long as I live. The boy was born blind and deaf and mute. Both arms were crippled and deformed. His elbows protruded up into his little tummy. His knees touched his elbows. Both legs were crippled and deformed. He had a club feet. When he was born, his doctor said that the boy would never live to see his first birthday. But they were wrong. He was approaching 4 years of age. Of course, his condition was breaking his mama's heart. She came to the meetings all week and I got concerned about that boy. In those crusades, we had each person with a need fill out a prayer card. And as the Holy Spirit moved, we would pray for the needs God inspired us to pray for. And the Holy Spirit didn't seem to be moving us to pray for that little boy. So the following Sunday, his mother came to see me." That's R.W. Schambach. He says, "I'm down to my last $20. I've paid the hotel bill, but I've been eating in the restaurant, coming to 3 services a day and giving in every offering. All the money has run out. My baby has not been prayed for." She was very upset and she was ready to give up and go home. R.W. Schambach said, "Ma'am, I can't apologize for the moving of the Holy Ghost. I know you have to leave tonight, but if you come to the service and once again, the Holy Spirit leads in another direction and your son's prayer card is not drawn up for prayer, I will personally take your card, your baby, to the man of God's trailer house and see that he lays hands upon your baby. You will not leave disappointed. And I mean that from my heart." So that night, I came out. That's R.W. Schambach came out. He led the singing in the evening service and then he introduced A.A. Allen. And A. Allen came out on the platform and said, "Tonight, we're going to receive an offering of faith." R.W. Schambach said, "I've never seen him use that expression before. I saw eyebrows lift all over the congregation." He went on, "Now, if you don't know what I mean, when I say offering of faith, I mean for you to give God something you cannot afford to give. That's a good definition, isn't it? You can afford it. There's no faith connected. If you can afford it, there's no faith connected to it. So give him something you can't afford to give." As soon as Brother Allen said that, I saw that boy's mother leap out into the aisle and came out running. 3,000 people were watching her in that Birmingham arena as she threw something in that offering bucket. I never saw anybody in such a hurry to give, and I confess I was nosy. I came down off that platform to see what she had given. You know what I saw in that bucket? A $20 bill. I knew that was all she had. She had told me that. She had driven from Knoxville, Tennessee, to the meeting in Birmingham. She didn't know how she was going to get home or what she was going to use to feed herself and her baby on the way. I went behind the platform and I wept. I prayed. I said, "Lord, I've been trying to teach that woman faith all week, but now I'm asking you to give me faith like she's God." Brother Allen went on and collected the offering and launched into his sermon. But about 15 minutes into his message, he stopped and said, "I'm being carried away in the spirit." A. Allen said to himself, "Here we go again on another trip." This is how God used him. He said he could see what the Holy Spirit wanted to communicate to him like he was watching on the television screen. He would describe it as he saw it. That night, he said, "I'm being carried away to a huge white building. Oh, it's a hospital." Of course, I had this kind of scene every night that I worked with Brother Allen, so I was sitting there unmoved. Then he said, "I'm inside the hospital, and there's no doubt in my mind where I'm heading because I hear all these babies crying. It's a maternity ward. I see 5 doctors round a table. A little baby has been born. The baby was born with 26 diseases." When he said that, I started getting chill bumps up and down my spine. I said, "Oh my God, tonight is that baby's night." Brother Allen continued, 26 diseases. The doctor said he would never be able to live to see his first birthday, but that's not so. That boy is approaching 4. Now I see the mother packing his suitcase. They are going on a trip. Another lady is with her. The baby is in a bassinet. He's in the back seat of an old Ford. They are driving down the highway. I see the Alabama-Tennessee border. That automobile is driving in the parking lot. "Lady, you are here tonight. Bring me that baby. God is going to give you 26 miracles." For the second time that night, she put the baby in Brother Allen's arms. I jumped up to stand beside him, and everybody in the audience, 3,000 strong, was standing. Brother Allen must have wanted to be sure that the audience was agreeing in faith for the miracle because he said, "Everybody close your eyes." But I felt, "Not me. Mister, I'm going to be scriptural on this one. I'm going to watch and pray. I've been waiting for this all week." That little boy's tongue had been hanging out on his mouth all week. The first thing I saw as Brother Allen prayed was that the tongue snapped back in the mouth like a rubber band. For the first time in 4 years, the little guy's tongue was in his mouth. I saw the little well pools in his eyes, just like a milky color. You couldn't tell whether he had blue or brown or what color of eyes, but during the prayer, that well pool ceased. And I saw two brand new brown eyes. I knew God had opened his eyes. And if God opened the eyes, I knew he had unstopped the deaf ears. Then those little arms began to snap like pieces of wood. And for the first time, they stretched out. The legs cracked like wood popping. All of a sudden, I saw God form toes out of those club feet as easily as child forms something with silly putty. The crowd was watching by this time, going wild. I've never seen any people shout and rejoice so much in my life. I saw the baby placed on his feet, and he began to run for the first time in his life. He had never seen mama before, never said a word, but he began running across the platform, and I was running right after him to catch him. He leaped into his mama's arms, and I heard him say his first word, "Mama." Glory to God. Hallelujah. The following Saturday after his eating, I received a special delivery letter from his mom. She said, "Brother Schembach, I took the baby to the hospital Monday morning and the doctors won't give him back. They kept him all week. They have called in every doctor from all over the country who has had anything to do with his case. They have pronounced my baby cured of 26 major diseases." Of course, we went on to get copies of affidavits from the doctors certifying the boy's life was a genuine miracle. Isn't that awesome? That little boy was healed. You can see the picture of that little boy and the mom on the screen. If you are on Facebook, you can see the little boy right there. We're going to post the same video to Instagram just in a moment. Those of you on Instagram, if we have 20 seconds remaining, please, we're going to come back online immediately. We're going to come back online immediately after now. Just hold on once that time finishes. And so this was a miracle of a little baby that happened right there. All right. So isn't it wonderful? And then there's another one, number nine. Number nine, we have 10-year-old polio healed. right there. 10-year-old polio healed right there. And this is number 9's miracle. If you're on Facebook, you can see the picture of the little boy that was healed. And that was what happened right there. And so we're going to be moving right now to major lessons from his life. Very quickly, major lessons from A. Allen's life. We're going to be considering that right now. Major lessons from his life. The first thing I would like to say as regards that, major lessons from his life, is that we should not allow hurts and bitterness in ministry. Don't allow hurts and bitterness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, the Bible says, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I want us to take note of this particular point, very important in ministry. You cannot combine bitterness with ministry. If you have hurt against anybody or forgiveness against anybody, please go and meet that person and let the person and forgive the person and let go of that person so that you not carry bitterness into ministry. Number 2 lesson we learned from A. Allen is that there's always a price to pay. There's a price to pay. There's a price to pay all of the time. There's a price to pay. In Luke chapter 14, 26 to 27, Message Translation, it says, anyone who comes to me but refuses to let go of father, mother, spouse, children, brother, sister, yes, even one's own self, can't be my disciple. So you see the price to pay right there. Anyone who won't shoulder his own cross and follow behind me can't be my disciple. There is always a price to pay. I remember as a young man in ministry, and my dad wasn't born again at the time, and I told him that God has called me to ministry, and this is about 1996, 97, some years back, and my dad didn't understand, and he was going to disown me, and I had to walk away for 1 or 2 years before we reconciled, because I was convinced God has called me, but he felt at that time that, you know, that I was just being unserious. But thank God, we reconciled. Later on, my dad got born again and became very active with Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. And he was even one of their, he's still one of their old citizens section executives. And so it's powerful. Thank God I stood my feet on ground and I refused to budge. But we need to understand that sometimes there's that price to pay when it comes to our family. And then number 3 is that you have to confront every weakness. If you hold on to your weaknesses, you will trap yourself in ministry. In Genesis 32, 27 to 28, you remember the story of Jacob and the angel. They were wrestling. And Jacob wanted him to bless him before he leaves. And the angel said, what's your name? I've got to know your name. He was trying to make Jacob to confront who he is and identify his weakness. And so when Jacob said, well, I'm Jacob, I'm 419, and then God said, all right, right there, your name is now Israel, a prince with God. Why? Because you've now said the truth about this. So we need to understand that every weakness must be confronted. I pray that God will help us in Jesus' name. Now, the last section of this message is a clarion call to this generation. I'm just going to read some verses and then I'm going to conclude. Let's follow together as I read these verses. Let's follow together as I read these verses. Joel chapter 2, beginning from verse 12. Joel chapter 2, beginning from verse 12. The Bible says there, it says, therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even unto me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with mourning, with weeping, and with mourning. In verse 15, it says, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. You see, fasting has a lot to do. In our season now, in the pre-COVID season coming, we need to fast, we need to pray, we need to tap into God's power and God's anointing for us at such a time as this. In verse 16, it says, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders. gather the children and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. And then in verse 17, let the priest, the ministers weep between the porch and the altar. In verse 18, he said the Lord will pity his people. In verse 19, the Lord will answer. In verse 24, he said the floor shall be full of wheat. In verse 25, he says there will be restoration. In verse 26, he says we will eat in plenty. In verse 27, he says God, I will know that God is in the midst of us. And then in verse 28, he says I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Powerful. In verse 29, I will also pour my spirit upon servants and handmaids. In verse 30, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth. And then in verse 31, the sun shall be turned into darkness. And then in verse 32, it shall come to pass. In verse 32, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I want us to understand what the Bible is telling us here. There's a clarion call, people of God. There's a call right now. There's a call. There's a loud noise. The angels have the trumpets to their mouth. This COVID season is not just a season we should allow to go without bringing to bear the anointing of God like never before. You see, for the very first time in many years, a lot of people have come to a place where they see a sickness or a disease that only God can heal. Prior to that, they believe once you are sick, go to the doctor, they will give you something and you'll be okay. But right now, we are confronted with an infection that has defied every sickness, every medication, and every vaccine. The United States of America has been brought down on its knees. People are dying by the day. United Kingdom, in the place where we have technology and advanced medical procedures, people are dying by the day. You see, people have come to a place that only God can save and can heal. And so, as the COVID season is ending, we are entering a place and a situation where people are looking for the supernatural. Where people are stretching to see the supernatural. And my question is, are you ready to receive? Are you ready to receive? Are you ready to be used of God to demonstrate his power? Apostle Paul said, I will not come with the enticing words of human wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and power. We have looked at A.R. Allen for a reason, to see what God has done and what God will yet do. Because he said the glory of the latter will surpass that of the former. And so we are in a day where God is releasing his power and his anointing. And we as ministers and as believers must prepare ourselves to receive, to position ourselves to be used of God and to demonstrate the power of God like never before. There's going to be a revival, people of God. There's going to be a release of God's healing power. There's going to be a release of massive demonstration of God's power like never before. The glory of God will fill our temple. Young men will rise up. There will be people that will enter hospitals and empty the hospitals that will demonstrate God's power. There will be healing on the streets. There will be healing everywhere. But are you ready to be used of God? Have you positioned yourself? Are you paying the price? Are you practicing God's presence? Are you lifting up your voice? Are you fasting? Are you waiting on God? Are you stretching out to believe God for miracles, for the blessings of God like never before for this generation? I believe we're in that generation. I believe we're in that time when the power of God will be demonstrated like never before. And I want you that is listening, you are part of this move. You are part of this move of God. Let's release ourselves like never before to be used of God. I believe so strongly that God's power will be released. Father, we await your power. Pray in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute as we end this service. Lambrando shata bakando. Ebarda tekano sanamande yaba. Lo shande. Ebarda konda sananananana. Ebarda konde sinamantoya. Gebara Shelamendo, Obrakata Yagamonde, Ebreteleze, Marabosha, Lata, Ebarota Yegale Katezase, Embrato Shala Baraka Dozina, Arambo Shalina Goneza, Jem Braketa Legazo, Rushale, Ebarakate Yaga, Metabora Shelamenda, Ebrakata Yagamonte, Ebarakata Laba. God's power will be demonstrated like never before. We are going to see God's power like never before. Yaparandosha, Ebarakata Yabalatea, Lengerusha Rabba, Ebaruza Luzaneza, Mentaluga Shoda Reba, Ebrade de Devosha, Ebrane Nenendo, Ebrane de Devosha, Ebrade Devosha La Baba, Arabadosi La Baba, Ebrakotaza La Bagadan, Ebrade de Devosha, Abrade Devosha, La Badedada. Abrade Gatabasa, Abrade Galubasa, Retande, Bentonga, Shalabande, Ebrageda de Roshala Bakadalaba. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Aramando Shalaba, Yebarota de Zate, Ebrageda Zuzameta, Ebaratea, Ebrade de Mosha, Rakando, Zalamanta, Lamanene Mosha, Ebarato Yagana Mata. We receive the glory of God in this generation. In the name of Jesus. We declare there's a release of God's power. There's a release of God's glory upon the planet Earth, upon the body of Christ. We will see God's power like never before. We will see God's power demonstrated. Our young people in our campuses, in every area, they will demonstrate the power of God like never before. Aba roshande, eba tozande, eba rakande, melabarusha, rukane zaze zaze, eba rando shalababa. Janamanto Ganamando, Abarakata Labando, Ebarande Yagademon, Ebarukado Shane, Ebarata Yalaba. God's power is being released like never before. We are seeing God's power released like never before. God's power is being demonstrated. Believers are rising up. Yes, healing power is being released like never before. God's power is moving. There is a revival in the name of Jesus. Irabashakatabaha. The church is in its finest hour. We are seeing God's power demonstrated like never before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead right now and take our offering and take our seed and give to God. On the screen, on Facebook, you'll be able to see the banking details and the banking information. On Instagram, one of us will post the GDB banking details, and you can just go ahead and use that to give. As we give, let me pray over our offerings very quickly. Use any of the information above, or if you want to give from outside the country, please kindly use the link that you can see on the screen right now to navigate to the page, and you'll see different options by which you can pay from anywhere outside the country. Let's pray over our offering. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray over our offerings this morning. We declare in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that your grace is resting upon our seed. We declare we have harvest concerning our seed in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of lack. We break the back of poverty, and we declare there is supply for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we give, we declare our harvest will come in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, and everybody say amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to have our seed. You can go ahead and give your seed, and let's pray over it. Before we go offline, very quickly, we have these major meetings that are coming up in the month of July. It's a 31-day marriage challenge for married couples. I mean, this is going to be awesome. If you have not registered yet, please kindly copy the link you can see on the screen and use that for your registration. There's going to be this particular program that you are seeing is for married couples. 31 days daily instruction. There's going to be 31 days of midnight prayers from 12 a.m. to 1 a.m. There's going to be marriage tips. There's going to be deliberate repair and restoration of the marriage covenant. It's going to be an awesome time. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. And so you don't want to miss that. The second program we have is singles program. And that is also taking place June 22nd to 28th. If you are single, we have 7 days of midnight prayers and teaching. We're going to be breaking the back of delay. Every delay will be broken in your life. And you're going to meet that God-ordained spouse supernaturally. Delay will become an end in the name of Jesus. It's a time of teachings and prayer. We're going to have midnight prayers as well. We're going to have daily teaching as well. It's a program you don't want to miss. You can see the registration link on the screen. Copy it and go and register right away. Right away. Go and register right now. It's going to be an awesome time. Once again, this link is the one for married couples. I'm going back to that link for married couples. Okay, this is for married couples. Registration is bit.ly/31married. The one for single is bit.ly/WSingles. Very easy. Write it down and please go and register. Lastly, our NGO, KHC NGO, is offering a web development course. I believe so strongly that because we're in pre-COVID season, we're going to be in pre-COVID season eventually, post-COVID season, and that's a time when everything is done online. So we are equipping people on how they can make their own online presence, how they can do it without having to, without costing an arm and a leg. So with those 5,000 Naira registration, you'll be able to learn how to develop your own website. And you can even make for clients and even make a business out of it. So it's more like an empowerment, and KHC NGO is subsidizing this. You can see the link on the screen, bit.ly/webd2020. Use that to navigate to the page and you'll see the details for registration. And I believe it will be a beautiful time for us as we register. All right, thank you for joining online. It's been a wonderful time. I want to appreciate everybody that joined online all the way from wherever you are joining from. We deeply appreciate you. Before I go offline, can you put on the screen where you are joining from? Let me quickly see. Those of us on Facebook, can you do that quickly? Where are you joining from? Can I see it on Facebook? Before I go offline, where did you join from, rather? Because we just ended the service. Anybody online on Facebook? Where did you join from? Just drop it on Facebook. Let me see before I go offline if there's anybody right there that is doing that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's been a wonderful time. If you joined this service late, please, I will encourage you to listen over and over again. The message will be on Facebook. In another 2 hours or so, the message will be on YouTube as well. And it will also be on IGTV. IGTV link is at Pastor Dunamis on Instagram. YouTube is at Dunamis Tunde Okunowo. Please kindly subscribe and join. And I believe our life will never remain the same again. So we see Ibadan. Joining from Ibadan. Yeah, God bless you. Thanks for joining. Thanks for joining. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful week. Till we meet once again for our midweek service on Wednesday. Have a great time. God bless you indeed.
If you are here this morning and you have not given your life to Jesus, I would like to present us an opportunity to do so. It is the greatest decision you will ever take in your life. If you are making that decision this morning, say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. I declare you died for my sin. You rose up on the third day. From today, I'm a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. In Jesus' name. Congratulations, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the body of Christ. Welcome to God's kingdom. Please kindly leave a comment or send us a message on any of our social media handles so that we can send you the relevant materials. God bless you.
This message is brought to you by Dunamis and Sophia Noah and powered by the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Shouts of Grace Center, and Kisses and Hugs Club, an online ministry to singles and married couples. Connect with us on Instagram
at Pastor Dunamis, at Pastor Sophia Bola, at Shouts of Grace Center, at KC _ Global, on Facebook at KC Global,
on YouTube at Dunamis Tunde Nowo, on MixLR at KHC Global. Visit our website www.kissesandhugs.com
via our mail at kacpartners@gmail.com. To partner with us, kissesandhugs.com/partnership.
God bless you.